Welcome to You Are The Media Bite Size. One idea each week on the loyal audience you build on and offline. Here's Mark Masters.
Hello. Right, we're now over 20 shows of doing this Create A Day podcast. And what better than two stalwarts from the You Are The Media community with Janine Coombs and Tricia Lewis. Janine, how are you? Tricia, how are you? How are you, Tricia?
I'm very quiet, as you know, Mark, so I'm just warming up.
Because you don't know how to do it as well. Because when I always say I don't know how to do these intros, and I should do the hello to you, rather than saying both names together, and it's just a
Well, I just let Janine take over because she's a little bit like that, Mark. So, you know, it's fine. It's okay.
Let's do this.
She's just such a shrinking violet. That's her problem. We're trying to get her out of her shell. It's, you know, when will you come out of your shell, Tricia?
Well, let's do that with Tricia on this. Let's hope that as these minutes progress, by the end of this, Tricia is this ball of energy and wisdom as we come to the end of this particular show. But before we do that, let's make our introductions. I'm going to start with Janine to the folks at home to introduce what you do, your side, and then we'll go to Tricia. So Janine, introduce to everybody what you do.
Hello, everybody. I'm Janine Coombs. I feel like I'm doing some sort of storytelling. I'm a sales and marketing coach for coach-shaped people. That's the shortest way of saying it.
Again, that's succinct. That's the elevator pitch.
Yeah.
In a nutshell. How's it? How are we going so far? How would you say? How are we getting on so far in 2024? How's it been for you? All right? How are we getting on?
It's, you know, trucking along. I've had a lot of life happening, which I won't go into right now. But, you know, running a business with life can be challenging.
That certainly throws curveballs. So listen, I appreciate I'll come on shortly. Janine's a big part of You The Media, as well as presenting on the stage a few years ago, so maybe some words of advice from her for a presenter is listening as well. But let's go to Tricia. Tricia, share what you do, your side.
Janine, that was too succinct.
It was, wasn't
now
it?
Now I've got succinct envy. I'm on an unsquashing mission, so that's the mysterious bit that nobody understands, and I could just leave it there. Or I could say that in the guise of helping people with various aspects of communication and confidence, I have this theme which includes making sure that they're not being held back by the various fibs that we all are inclined to be held back by. And that stands for, this is so clever, I'm going on about it a lot these days, fibs, fears, illusions, and baggage.
Okay, hang on. So these are the things that will hold us back, that hold me back. Are these things these stories that we tell ourselves? When you say fibs, go through it again.
Fear, which is like the overriding everything of everything, because we're human and it's a survival thing. So we're stuck with it. But it can, you know, you need to, I talk about doing the forensics on all of this. So you get it out there and you think, what the heck is actually going on here? And then it's a much more pleasant experience than just sort of living with it in a nasty corner of your shoulders and brain. Illusions is a lot of things, but I mean, I could get philosophical, but let's not. But it's a lot of societal stuff, you know, that you've got to be like this to be like that, et cetera, et cetera. Baggage is what we all have from our childhood, our school days, our relationships, our first experiences in business, our work, nightmares, whatever it is, we've all got baggage. So, you know, whether it's you were told you were, you know, spotty at school, or whether it's something more, you know, work related that you've never sorted, it's, you're carrying it and it's holding you back.
There we go. Hey, let's move on.
I love the unsquashing thing, and I think it is very descriptive. One word that says so much.
Yeah, and it has helped, hasn't it? And I know it's tough. And that's where we got to kind of rally ahead with this aspect of what we believe in. And I know that the platforms are there over the years to help you. I'm going to name drop you as well with the TED Talk and things such as that. But it takes time, doesn't it? It's about that thing that we believe in, Tricia, to kind of get that message home and to get people on board as well. So I understand it takes a lot of hard work, but the good work that you do keeps going. How long have you been doing this? For instance, your podcast, that's been going for ages now.
Well, I only set up the communication coaching thing about 7-8 years ago. So I would think probably about three years-ish, maybe.
Podcast?
I don't know. It feels like longer, doesn't it? Episode 164. But I mean, I haven't been totally consistent at all times.
Blimey, there's me showing off that you're show 21. Let's move on to Sing of Longevity. So this Sing of Longevity. So Janine and Tricia, very much part of the You of the Media space. Janine in 2022 presented on stage during the morning. Tricia as well. Last year gave a pep talk to everybody before we went in our little spaces to work together. But I just want to ask now is maybe if you're listening and you're coming down for the first time, or it's a space that you subscribe to and you've been in for not too long. And maybe this is a nice way to just reacquaint ourselves with You of the Media, with two people who are a big part of it in terms of visibility and being seen. And also why they're coming back down to Poole as well for the 25th of April. Let's start with Janine. Let's ask this question. What being a part of You of the Media, and obviously that decision to come back down to Poole, what has meant to you, what being a part of, again, I ask these questions in a way that I don't tend to be, it's not about ego, but how it has been helpful and useful. And just from your perspective of, yeah, what being a part of this wider community means to you.
Yeah. So I've got to answer the question without boosting your ego. This is going to be
really... And it's a tough question. And it is tough. But I mean it sincerely because I see the role it plays, but I'll shut up.
Okay, I'm not really going to answer the question. I'm just going to ramble along the theme. I remember my first attendance at the You of the Media conference a few years ago.
Oh, blimey, yeah, 2019.
That was before pandemic. And it just never been in such a warm, friendly, like I didn't know, I only knew John Esperian. That's the only person I knew who was going. And I'd spoken to you on the phone because somehow you found my number. But that was it. That's the only two people I'd spoken to who were going. And I was a little bit nervous and just so friendly. Everyone was very welcoming, easy to mingle, lively conversation, not cliquey, and met Tricia. And we hit it off like a house on fire. In fact, it was John who introduced us, wasn't it? And we got photos of that moment where we were like, oh my God, chit-chat. And I think I can speak on behalf of Tricia that it's a crying shame we haven't got the video for this because the expressions between the two of us, as poor old Mark's trying to talk, everyone is missing out on the gurning that's going on. So yeah, it's like it was immediate. It was a feeling of community that I got immediately. And why do I keep coming back to the conference in particular? It's good.
Because again,
like last year, like the speakers last year were. I mean, even though I was not on the stage last year, they were good. You know, even without me on the stage, which is you know a real. Triumph, I think.
Yeah, here's the thing you don't ever want to do, because every year that we do is good. Like, for instance, you know, you took time to deliver on the stage. And I don't think anyone should ever say that. I always feel like if it's just like, it's miles better this year. If that, you kind of think, was someone else like yourself that presented, it was like, well, I presented, it was great. So when you get the people like, it's bigger, it's better this year, is this... I always think that, what about the other people that have took time to come out?
That's fair enough, I think, because... You're experience getting more experience as the years go by and the friendships are solidifying. And I really did think last year was amazing. Like the speakers, I kind of didn't know what to expect, but like there was tears, there was laughter, there was inspiration. It was really, really good.
again, because you're, where's home for you? You're Hampshire way, aren't you? So if someone's listening, yeah. Trisha is Janine is not a 5-minute drive away. So you're further in the heart of Hampshire way, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah, up north of Hampshire.
Trisha, yeah. What about yourself? Again, listen, and I know that photo. The photo of an animated Trisha talking at a lunchtime with Janine and John Asperian. And whatever had happened, there was an animated conversation that was happening. That obviously sparked something for Janine, for Trisha. What has it meant to you over the years, Trisha? Or perhaps as well, how it has all evolved as you've seen and been a big part of it all?
It's probably the thing that's kept me pursuing doing the work I do. And that's quite profound. That is big, isn't it? Because I, on so many occasions, wanted to walk away from, because to me, the whole idea of setting up a business, and as Janine knows, the whole idea of remotely trying to promote myself or do any marketing was like, no! So that sort of grounding, grounding, energizing, real sort of thing that happened with You Are the Media when I discovered this community, I was something that just kept pulling me back in every time I thought, no, I'm going to go back to my comfort zone. I'm going to go back to what I was doing before. So that in itself is huge. The thing that actually Ben Franklin said on the podcast last night when we were having the conversation, he said we were talking about networking. He was saying the thing with You Are the Media, and I'm sure and I hope there are other communities that also are like this, is that it's a sort of continuous form of networking. It's not, here we are, we turn up, breakfast thing, okay, go back, whatever. It's got all these other elements to it, which are much more like everyday friendshipy sort of life in it. So because you're not going in with these pitches and this is what I do, what do you do? Oh, I can refer you to so-and-so, blah, 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 business card. It just has this much more relaxed vibe about it. And the same applies to, and so you make these connecting situation. So when Janine and I met via John, who I'd not known for long either, and we hit it off, it actually, because I was so relaxed, I let my weird side out, and therefore and realized that Janine had an equally weird side, and therefore it was normal, whatever that is. And it actually sparked the journey, which took me into suddenly showing up on LinkedIn as Investigator Lewis in a hat and with a magnifying glass, which kind of led on to the unsquashing stuff and the book and the TEDx talk. And so you can't really say that it's a tiny little thing. It's a big thing. But it was done in such a relaxed, almost you didn't know it was happening way. And that is, I think that is the vibe that you get at the Creator Day as well.
This is a good point. I'm going to pick up on this now. You just highlighted that to keep the conversation going. And the intention for this is if somebody's listening that is coming into the space that they haven't been before, and this importance to be ourselves. And as you kind of say in there, and you just, what I just picked up there, Trisha, is that, okay, we can bring in our work persona and prim and proper way that we think that we have to behave sometimes, but it's the importance to step into our space and heighten being ourselves, because when we're more attuned into that, it becomes a lot more easier, particularly if we're coming into a space where we feel a little bit nervous that we haven't been there before. Can I just pick up on that, this whole importance that there's no need to be nervous, because we just have to be ourselves. Can I ask that question? I want to ask you both on that. Can I start with Trisha about being more normal is our own advantage?
Yeah, I think you will have a natural feeling of fear of walking into a space full of strangers. So I as I was saying to Ben last night, you can't deny, don't deny that, because that's going to happen, you know. So you do have to take a bit of a deep breath. And kind of, you know, say, yeah, Okay, so I sort of say go in with it as an adventure, as a challenge. How many steps up that climbing route am I going to take today? It looks too difficult. No, I'm still going to try. And then you put this kind of detective mindset on, which means that you're going to ask lots of questions. And when you ask questions, it's kind of inevitable that you've got to do that. It's much better if you do that in your natural sort of way, because it's a sort of natural curiosity and sense of, I want to find out. And that then, I think, just kind of relaxes the situation. And before you know it, you're very present. And that's when you are less self-conscious and things flow.
This is teeing up to the Janine Coombs photo booth, by the way. So Janine, your side, the importance to be normal and be ourselves, that is what helps us feel a bit more relaxed. Can I just pick up on that? Rather than going to an event and thinking it has to be considered as a B2B, straight down the line, straight-laced event.
Yeah. So you're using the word normal, but as Tricia have already said, who is normal? What is normal? You know. So I know what you're saying. You're saying be yourself, which I think it's, I can almost envisage a continuum appearing in front of my eyes where you've got Trisha's sort of squashed people and unsquashed people. And the more squashed you are, the less easy will be for you to turn up as yourself. And the more unsquashed you are, the easier it will be to turn up as yourself. And I suppose what I'm saying is it's easy to say, be yourself and turn up and don't be nervous and do. But some people will be able to do that even though they're nervous, and some people will not, and that's fine. Where am I going with this?
No.
You need to work with Tricia so you've become unquashed.
Let me pick up on this. Kind of what we're saying here is that business events have a certain... connotation and what they mean and everything else, but they don't, because we go there, we have fun, we get to network, we get to meet people that we haven't necessarily met before, because we can build deeper connections. But I want to tee this up now. So at the end of the day, we do this, and because I had to get Janine on, because we've always had this photo booth. There's me sharing between us three now and everyone listening. Is that we have a photo booth. So the idea is when an event finishes, rather than being, right, bye everyone, we'll see you soon, or early bird 2025 is up and running, is to say, no, stay. And we have, there's a bar that's in the theatre, and the intention is to let people say, I haven't said this on a podcast yet, everyone. So what we're doing is that there's going to be live music. There's going to be music rather than saying, right, done, finish, go, fit, the end of 2024. Say, no, let's stay. When we're talking about like being ourselves and letting our guard down and just enjoying the whole occasion. So we have a photo booth, and people, groups, friends that you've met during the day, it's a really nice memento to have a photo. But you will probably struggle to get in because Janine's in 3/4 of the blimmin' photos. It's a magnet, isn't it?
I can't stay out of it. And my you know, I got it up to 75% of photos last time. I'm aiming for 100% this time. I'm going to be in the photo booth, like, stuck in there like glue, and people are not going to be able to get me out. And I don't know whether you realize this, Mark, but you did share some promo photography from when you're promoting this year's Creators Day, and I wasn't in some of those photos.
I'm so sorry.
I
did use 2023 was you in it,
huh?
2023, I went hell for leather. It was a big group shot, and you in the group, and you in that group shot. So there's some wrongs to be made right this year then when it comes to teeing up the 2025 promotion for the event. So I always feel this. When you get to an event, it's like, oh, I won't bother. I won't do it because, you know, I'll go now. It's kind of finished. When you do realise that, oh, I missed out. Because all these photos that get shared that are with other people, it's almost that thing of saying, don't miss out. Or there's this fun element now to have a photo with other people. And it feels so much more upbeat when rather than being a photo that you're caught in the moment of a conversation during the day, that we have photography from Zelda during the day, but when you're looking at a camera and it's big smiles of everyone else and it's colourful, it really does lift everything. So I'm saying, totally get it, Janine.
Yeah. Now, and also there is a very practical element. Because when I go to a, you'd be surprised, but when I go to an event, I forget to take photos. There's some people who are really religious about taking photos, and it's, you know, they get some fabulous shots to share on the social media and for posterity and all that. But I always forget. I always forget. If it never seems like the right time. When there's a photo booth, it's like, let's just have a little, and I know I hog it, but like, even if you were an introvert and prancing about and the camera isn't your thing, it's just there and it's set up for you, and you can just nip in front with your biz buddy that you've just met or you've met up with the fifth time, and you can just nip in front of the photo booth and it's perfect.
Well, let me share as well with this back in Janine up as well, is that every photo you are in, what happens is everyone gets the photo that they are in. Please don't think that this sits in a folder on a laptop never to be seen again. Everyone that's in a photo is then the photos are shared with them to share and to just show this fun side of being around other people and enjoying this moment in time. So I do totally get it, and which is why it is now called the Janine Coombs Photo Booth. That will continue, and whether it is Janine that's pressing the button every time or you're fighting to kind of lift her to get out of the way, it will continue. It's there now, etched in stone.
I think Trisha needs to up her game, because she's possibly more of a show-off than me. And, you know, I'm surprised she's not fighting me for it. So,
yeah, well, that's a challenge. You seem to have thrown the gauntlet down, Janine, and I might pick it up. It will be known as the Trisha Photobombs Janine Photo Booth.
Yeah.
It will. If that means I need to invest in hiring another photo booth or another corner of the theatre, then so be it. Right. So, again, it's on the horizon. So if you're listening and to join in with Janine and Trisha and everyone else, come to createaday.uk. So for now, I'm going to say goodbye, but you're going to see Janine and Trisha soon. Thank you very much for sharing your side, guys, and I look forward to seeing you both soon.